Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We bring in Molly Walker from the New York Post, covers the Rangers. Hey, Molly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Lori?
I'm doing just fine. I think our Ranger fan listeners are very excited about this team and certainly about game one. And we'll start off with, I've been talking about a number of things that went really well for the Rangers in this game one, setting a tone for the series. But what is your lead story for tomorrow's post?
Well, number one, just the fact that they did not even flinch in the uptick in competition from the Capitals to the Hurricanes. That's the first and foremost, the biggest takeaway from tonight was the way that they met the increased challenge. But at the same time, specialty teams continue to dominate the headlines for this Rangers team, especially the power play, which scored 9 seconds into their first man advantage opportunity and then 14 seconds into the second one, which tells you all you need to know about the way that that top unit is operating right now. It just looks automatic, and it really has been something to see. So those are probably my two leading stories in tomorrow's New York Post.
So I was talking earlier about some ways in which I thought you could see aspects that would give the Rangers confidence. It wasn't, you know, from this game that could carry over. And you just hit on one of them. Obviously, both of these teams are so strong in specialty teams and, you know, certainly in penalty kill. In the regular season, Carolina fought off 85% of, of penalties, and were successful with the penalty kill. And it wasn't just that the Rangers were able to score on power plays, but 9 seconds and 14 seconds? Is that something that is both, and then that the Rangers were able to be so successful killing penalties, is that something that is, you know, provides a carryover effect, a momentum effect from one game to the next, from a confidence for one team and demoralizing for the other?
Confidence-wise, I definitely think so. I think that this Rangers team has picked up confidence in so many different ways throughout the whole regular season, from the way that they finished, then sweeping the first round. I think all of it definitely plays into the confidence factor, and you can see it in the way that the top unit, when they get on the ice, they look like they know they're going to score. The way that they work the zone, the automaticness of the set plays that they have drawn up and are able to execute so effectively, all of it provides confidence. And it's a confident group right now for a myriad of reasons, and rightfully so. I mean, they were the best team in the National Hockey League this season, and there is definitely something to be said and taken away from that fact.
How important is it for, also in a series game one, for the star players in particular, the star offensive players, to get that first goal or assist those points so that you don't have offensive stars, you know, and people like you and others in the media asking questions about, well, you know, how are you feeling? Because are you pressing because you haven't scored, you know, and we're in game three of a series. And here we are. And of course, you know, Mika Zibanejad, two goals and an assist. And, you know, there was Vincent Trocheck, a goal and an assist. Of course, Panarin in what turns out to be, you know, we thought was insurance, but was the game winner. He gets the goal. Kreider, a couple of assists. It just felt like up and down the lineup that the players you wanted to get off the schneid in a series did.
Oh, 100%. And I think that no matter what time of year, Lori, that is important for this Rangers team, simply because of how they're built. They're so top heavy. They're so reliant on those first two units, on their top six. That is where a majority of their offense stems from, on the power play as well, which a lot of those guys double on both the power play and penalty kill. But it's just the way that this Rangers team is designed, honestly, that if, as we saw last season in the first round, what happens when their stars don't show up? And as we're seeing through the first round this year and game one tonight, when the Rangers stars do show up, they are a very difficult team to contain. They just bring so much star power in that regard. And that, to me, starts and ends with Artemi Panarin as well. I genuinely believe that the Rangers were at their best this season because Artemi Panarin was at his best this season as well. I 100% correlate the two to a very high degree. So it's important no matter what time of year, but obviously, especially even more so now when stakes are even higher.
Talking to Molly Walker about the Rangers, another factor I was talking about earlier that I thought the Rangers were the more physical team in this game. And yes, sometimes, and with whether that's Jacob Trouba and others, there was a physicality to their game that it felt like they were sending a message. Now, maybe that translated to some penalties in this game. But if you have the penalty kill and you have Igor Shesterkin in net, it felt like they were confident enough to say, we're going to make a physical statement.
Yeah, I think that the officiating has been a little wonky this postseason in general, if you're asking me. But obviously, physicality is going to be a factor. But this Rangers team hasn't shied away from that at all this season, especially since the emergence of Matt Rempe. They 100% play with a different kind of attitude. They've got a little bit of snarl to their game, you know, stemming from guys like Vincent Trocheck, Alexis Lafreniere, Jacob Trouba, Matt Rempe. They've got guys that can make a physical impact. But I don't disagree with you, but I even think that it was relatively evenly matched in the physical department tonight. I think both teams were trying to send a message. Both teams were trying to set the tone. But I think that the Rangers were just able to capitalize more and send more of a message on the scoreboard, which is what matters at the end of the day.
One of my listeners had a question for you that I thought was a good one here. And the question was that the Canes had doubled the time on attack the Rangers did. I know I had written myself a note that with 57.6 seconds left in the game, there were the Hurricanes with over 18 minutes of time in the Rangers zone to the Rangers 9.5. And so is that something that you think the Rangers are going to look at and say, we have to make an adjustment, if any, for game two?
I think to a degree, obviously, if you ask the Rangers if they want to be pinned in their zone in the final minute of a game, they'll tell you no. But at the same time, you know, there is another team at the end of the ice, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty lofty team, a high shot volume team, a team with a relentless forecheck, and they're going to get their stretches. They're going to get their pushes. It's just inevitable in the game of hockey, in sports in general. You know, it's so rare when you see a team dominate from start to finish, especially in a playoff atmosphere. So I mean, Peter Laviolette is always looking to make in-game adjustments, and he's always saying after every game, you know, we'll look at it, we'll make our adjustments. So, of course, there's definitely going to be adjustments. But at the end of the day, I mean, the Hurricanes are going to get their push, and with a guy like Igor Shesterkin in net and the way that they can block shots and defend and clog the lanes like they've been doing, you know, then you just got to weather the storm sometimes, pun intended.
We're talking to Molly Walker about the Rangers and...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
One thing I was struck by, so many of the questions, it felt like in the pregame, postgame, so many of the players talking about the importance to the Rangers of Vincent Trocheck, that the Rangers have him and the Hurricanes don't. And so he seemed to be all over the ice in a close game. What was his impact?
Peter Laviolette said it earlier this season. He touches every single part of their game. He's involved in so many aspects. Jacob Trouba, when asked about Trocheck switching jerseys from 2022 to now, said, yeah, that's a pretty big piece, though, because it is. And the Rangers' center depth has been, when you take into consideration that Filip Hedl isn't even around, the center depth has been a strength for the Rangers this season. But Trocheck, he talk about a player that plays with snarl that'll get under your skin. And the fact that he's got former teammates over there, you know, I'm sure that he is using that to his advantage. And that's just the kind of player he is. He's testy. He's annoying. He'll laugh in your face after he face washes you. I know that the Rangers saw him in that 2022 series and said, that is exactly the kind of player that we need. And he really, especially this season, he's been building since he came to New York, but especially this season, he really was such an integral part of everything that the Rangers did successfully this season.
In terms of the storylines in this series, so obviously Vincent Trocheck is a really interesting one, former Kane, now with the Rangers, but also the coaching matchup and the history there with Rod Brind'Amour was the captain of the Hurricanes when Peter Laviolette was the coach, and they won the Stanley Cup. And now these two guys are facing, you know, they're facing off against each other, rival coaches here. And as you point out, these are two great teams, really evenly matched teams. Coming into this series, coming into the playoffs, Carolina's favored to win the Stanley Cup, and yet all the Rangers did was win the President's Trophy. So, you know, here are these two really well-matched, terrific teams, each one in a wide-open year, having a chance to win the whole thing. How this coaching matchup, though, fascinates me, and who has an advantage when you have these two coaches who know each other so well?
Well, if you read my Inside the Matchup in the New York Post today, I called it even. I don't think that there is an advantage to either side. I think it's pretty straight down the middle. I mean, you look at Brind'Amour's body of work in Carolina. They've made the playoffs every single year underneath him. You look at Laviolette's body of work leading three different teams to the Stanley Cup final, winning once with Carolina. It's, you know, Laviolette is obviously more of the veteran in this situation, but what Brind'Amour has done in Carolina, the culture that he's established, which, by the way, he told me he took parts of things that he learned while playing for Laviolette and the way that he runs his teams. You're right, Laurie. It's a very intriguing coaching matchup, but I think that the mutual respect that the two coaches have for one another has also been really endearing to see. I mean, and listen to, Laviolette couldn't say any nicer things about Brind'Amour. And I actually interviewed Brind'Amour at the draft this past summer, about 2 weeks after Laviolette was hired, and just asking him about that cup winning team and the effect that Laviolette had, and the story of when Laviolette named Brind'Amour captain, and Brind'Amour just absolutely glowed about him and how he's indebted to him for giving him that experience and how big of an impact he had on that Carolina team and going to the Stanley Cup final and winning it all. So it's an evenly matched team, a couple of teams from top to bottom, honestly, from the players to the coaches. It's a really intriguing matchup.
You mentioned Philip Hedl before in the injury, so I've got a couple of listeners who want to know, how close is Philip Hedl to getting back on the ice? And, of course, the question then is, if Hedl does get back and is active, who would sit?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Laurie. It's a very delicate situation, I would go as far to say, because the question is, that nobody has the answer to, is when would be the right opportunity to put Hedl in, especially at the rate that they're going. They sweep the
right,
first
they're
round.
They're 5-0. Right. You haven't lost
right.
yet.
Right. You know, like, yeah. It's like, how can you justify making any personnel changes right now? You just can't. But at the same time, I mean, yes, Philip Hedl has been a full participant. He's been skating with the team for a while now. He rotates in on the top six. But I will say, you know, I saw him, you know, when they were doing gassers the other day, game shape has escaped him,
right.
You know, so
right.
At this moment in time, that is a factor as well, I'm sure. No matter what, until he gets back into game action, he's not going to be able to get that exact level back, especially having been away from the game for as long as he has. So I think that what it's going to come down to is when Laviolette feels like he needs to give the team a spark, when they when back's against the wall, they really need it. That type of situation is when I could see it happening. That is if they feel that Philip Hedl is 100% ready and can make more of an impact than the other skaters that they have in the lineup right now. As far as the question of who would come out, it's difficult to say. I definitely think that play would you know, just individual play would be weighed by the coaching staff when making that decision. But my mind does go first to Matt Rempe, just because if, especially as it pertains to this series, if they are looking for more speed, skill,
mm-hmm. yep.
then they would turn to Philip Hedl over Matt Rempe maybe. But I mean, game one, Rempe looked pretty good to me, so they're not going to make any changes right now. There's been no need to. And how do you look a guy in the face after he's gone 5-0 in the lineup and tell him to sit. So, but it is a really interesting situation and one obviously worth monitoring. And it would be pretty epic to see Filipetal skating out there for the first time when the Rangers need him most.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to see Hedl in there on the one hand. On the other hand, I think some Ranger fans would riot if they sit Matt Redby.
Yes.
We'll find out. But last question before I let you go. The goaltending matchup in this one, I think we all think and expect it favors the Rangers. And, with the stat after this one, it's now 28 games in a row for Igor Shesterkin in the playoffs where he's given up 3 goals or fewer. So by the time you get out of the first period and you say, oh, the Rangers are up 3-1, you start to feel like, this starts to feel okay for the Rangers. But it was interesting, as much as Igor is always an advantage or you feel like he's going to be an advantage, from the little bit that I was hearing in the post game, it didn't seem like he was satisfied with his own play. What was the thought process afterwards?
Laurie, he's never satisfied with his play. this is Igor Shesterkin. this is just how he is as a player, as a competitor, and as a person. He really holds himself to the absolute highest standards, and he is constantly thinking that he has another level to go to, that he can be better. I mean, if you look at his first round numbers, the guy also came out and said, I can play better. Mm-hmm. Which honestly, when you look at the numbers, you're like, really, how? But yeah, the edge is definitely with the Rangers in that regard. Freddie Anderson, if you want to talk about giving up 3 goals, he also gave up 3 goals in 3 of the 5 games against the Islanders. So I think that, and against a team like the Islanders too. So it's not as much of a storyline, I think, in this one, but in terms of Igor just constantly feeling like he can be better, this is the norm since he's arrived on Broadway.
All right, the Rangers take all-important game 1. Molly Walker covers them for the New York Post. You should be following her on social and as well in the Post. Molly, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Lori.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.